Are you struggling to hire diverse tech talent? After all, every organization in the world is now a tech company, and the ability to attract, hire, and retain tech talent from all backgrounds is critical to their success. Enter Hackajob, a reverse marketplace that actively vets engineers. We flip the traditional model on its head, meaning companies apply to engineers versus candidates applying to jobs, with companies getting an 85% response rate to candidates they reach out to, as well as exposure to tech talent that directly meets their organization's diversity objectives. Companies such as S&P Global, CarMax, and Sensor Tower are all using Hackajob. Why not join them? Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today. Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Oh, yeah. New research says the Vikings landed in North America exactly 1,000 years ago. Suck on that, Christopher Columbus. Hi, kids. You're listening to the Chad and Cheese Podcast, the real conquistadors. This is your co-host, Joel, 20% Scandinavian Cheeseman.
This is Chad, trick-or-treat Soash.
On this week's show, Cornerstone On Demand needs a little privacy. Better Up gets one hell of a deal. And buy or sell. Oh, and more. Pink, fluffy unicorns.
Everywhere.
See you in Valhalla. Skull. Let's do this.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait, the Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman, I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay, that makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it,
yeah,
simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God, really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey, kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos. Episode 700 and something.
Like 760 or something like that. Yeah. I think we'll find a groove someday soon. I'm hoping.
Yeah. How did we make it this far?
I have no idea. Don't ask.
Must be the shout outs. And my first one goes to WeWork. Yes, the much maligned company finally went public today under the ticker symbol WE. Creative, right? The stock jumped today as we're recording this as high as 12%. That being midday on Thursday. Chad, this is a business, I think, whose time has come, and the pandemic has supercharged flexible workplaces. WeWork.
It's all about timing, right? And that being said, timing, it's Halloween. So if you have a Netflix subscription in here, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably do. I have a recommendation for our listeners. The movies that made us, they go beyond Halloween, but they dropped three of the newer episodes that were around the movie, the making of the movie, and the background of Halloween, which is my favorite, Friday the 13th, and Nightmare on Elm Street. So treat yourself, go to Netflix, look for the movies that made us, watch those three. And I love it because it's always like a throwback feeling for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen the new Halloween?
I have not.
Where they dig up Jamie Lee Curtis and like the entire cast of the first movie.
Did it even come out yet? Yeah. I mean, when does it drop? I can't remember when it drops, but Jamie Lee Curtis is a badass, number one.
Oh.
And if anybody's going to kill Michael Myers, it's going to be Jamie Lee.
One of my fondest memories as a youth was Jamie Lee Curtis's boobies on Trading Places, where she plays a prostitute. And doing a 180 from boobies on screen, shout out to Pillar, who sent us some dope-ass swag this week. We're talking mouse pads. We're talking king-size Yeti, which I know you have a shout-out here. This might segue into that. A T-shirt and some sort of a weird backpack thingy. I'm not quite sure what that last thing was. But, yeah, thanks to Pillar. Love it.
No question, but I want to see you wearing that backpack thingy. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and transition into another Yeti type of shout-out. Shout-out to Panda Logic. Apparently, Julie, my wife and co-host of Crazy and the King, she won a drawing, and it was a Yeti cooler on wheels and four Yeti tumblers delivered to our front door. Damn, that's a price worth winning. Thanks, Jen, Jason, Terry, and the Panda Logic gang. Also, an even bigger shout out for Panda Logic, Jen Rivali.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I believe CMO. I mean, she's like the head cheese over there on the marketing side. She just had a new baby girl. Her name is Samantha. Why are you playing sexy music when we're talking about babies?
Well, how do you get babies, Chad? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know. You are one creepy fuck. So anyway, we have a new listener, and that is worth shouting out. So thanks, Jen.
Now we just need to find a sponsor for the Chad and Cheese onesies that we can now send out to people. Well, we love Pando, but you know who we love more, Chad? Facebook. That's right.
Love to hate.
Facebook is in the news this week. They're apparently changing their name, changing the facade. So Facebook will obviously still be there, but they'll have more of an umbrella company, similar to how Google created Alphabet.
Yep.
Although Facebook might be more akin to Philip Morris changing their name to Altria, because we all knew social media is the new smoking. And interestingly, metaverse is sort of the theme of the new name. So I'm excited. I know you are, Chad, about the new name of Facebook allegedly coming out next week.
I literally don't care. What I do care about is a big shout out to companies using old school recruiting tactics. You're going to love this. Coca-Cola bought a billboard outside of a Smith & Wesson plant that touts that jobs are $24 an hour with benefits. And the reason why they're targeting Smith & Wesson is because Smith & Wesson is moving 550 jobs from Springfield to Tennessee. Another company, even more, I don't know, they don't want to say more guerrilla tactic-y, that's a word, tactic-y, they parked a moving billboard outside the plant, which says, not ready to pull the trigger on Tennessee, stay here and work with us. I love seeing this kind of stuff happen.
That is nice. Speaking of gorillas, Chad, I didn't put this down as a shout out, but I took the big kids who are on fall break this week to Cincinnati to see the zoo at one of our destinations. And you might remember Harambe from a few years ago.
Harambe,
the kid who fell into the gorilla enclosure.
Uh-huh. How old are the kids? I mean, are they 3 and 4 now? You're taking them to the fucking zoo?
No, they're you haven't visited in a while, Chad. They're 15 and 12 now. So
yeah. That was my point. You're taking them to the zoo. That's awesome.
Hey, the zoo's great. The zoo's great. And I took them to the Cincinnati Reds Museum. I don't know which is worse for a 15 and 13.
Ooh, that sounds like a hell of a day trip that they won't remember. Good for them.
Yeah. Well, they got some skyline chili, so that made it all better. We have talked way too much about Cincinnati. What's your next shout out?
Events, baby. Join Chad and Cheese for Thanksgiving in Belgium. That's right. We're going to be in Belgium during Thanksgiving, November 25th. That is pretty sexy. If you are in Europe, in and around that area, hey, go to erecruitment.congress.com and register. If you're here in the U.S. and you want to get a different taste than turkey, maybe beer, go ahead and check it out too. erecruitment-congress.com. Check out the speakers, register, get yourself a plane ticket, and come have Thanksgiving with us.
Yeah. Europe has a bunch of countries in it. If you know, you know. Well, Chad, we both love a good side hustle.
Oh, yeah.
But side hustles may have officially jumped the shark this week. So posted onto Instagram, a young, industrious, enterprising young lad has offered people the chance to kick his ass for money. So his ad reads, and I quote, "Kick my ass to impress your girlfriend. Are you tired of your girlfriend thinking you're a pussy? For just a small fee, you can prove her wrong and show her how much of a badass you truly are. Just set up a time and a place for me to come harass your girl, and then bam, you come and rock my shit." He's got different pricing tiers, Chad. His weekday fee is $50. He pumps it up on the weekends. He's obviously a busy guy. That goes to $60 if you want to impress your girlfriend and kick this dude's ass. I think side hustles have officially jump the shark, but shout outs to this enterprising young man.
Yeah, no, that kid just doesn't understand what a sustainable business model looks like. That's the problem.
That's going to be hard to scale, isn't it? Well, not hard to scale is free shit from Chad and Cheese. Chad, if you haven't signed up for free shit, we're giving away t-shirts, we're giving away whiskey, and we're giving away beer. Shirts by Emissary, beer from Adzuna, and whiskey from Sovereign. Just head out to chadcheese.com/free. It's free to sign up, free everywhere. chadcheese.com/free. Get your shit, but you got to sign up to do that. Fantasy football, Chad.
Oh, good God.
Sponsored by poach.ai. Oh, the leaderboard is just chaos.
It is chaos.
And here's our rundown from 1 to 10. The wonderful Miss Q, Quincy, takes the number one spot, which, you know, she talks shit, so good for her. Bill Football Fanning drops to number two after losing to your boy, who climbs to number three, excuse me, that'd be me, followed up by Benjamin Buttons Kuntz, don't call him Kuntz. Next up is Christy Fly Me to the Moon, Jason and the Argonauts Putnam, and then you follow him after that, Chad. Next up, Pete Maravich Suchi comes out of the cellar. Good for him. You follow him. And then next is Michael J. Cox. And bringing up the rear, he was there in week one, and he's back, everybody. Chris, let's go Knicks. Russell is back in the cellar. Let's hope that he can play like Rat and come out of the cellar a la 1984.
Not going to be a good week, that's for sure. This is they call the buy apocalypse. Just so many shit ton of teams, good teams, are on buy. So this is going to be a bad week.
And you and I take on each other this week, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, go fucking figure. Jesus.
Well, make sure if you haven't listened to our podcast from the week, we did our Euro show, which I think we all agreed was the best Euro show to date.
That was awesome.
So make sure you go check that one out. And then I sat down with an old coworker from Cleveland to talk about some of the marketing efforts around recruiting.
It was sexing up the trades, baby. She was helping companies sex up trade positions, and that's what you get in Cleveland. I mean, there is a very, obviously hefty professional vibe around Cleveland, but you can't get away from the laborers, which is awesome because, we need that. It's nice to actually make shit in the U.S. and they do that in Cleveland.
They proudly wear that blue collar in C-Town, baby. Well,
amen.
Proudly wearing some birthday outfits this week. Dr. John Sullivan.
Not who I want to see in a birthday suit.
Yeah, I know. That's not good for anybody. Maybe an improvement over that is Jeremy Roberts celebrating a birthday this week. And Peter Gold, who literally has dubbed himself Mr. ATS. I don't know if that's to pick up chicks or just a real badge of honor. But Peter, Mr. ATS Gold, Dr. John Sullivan, and Jeremy Roberts celebrating a birthday this week.
It's like saying, I'm Mr. Horse and Buggy. I mean, ATS is like the relic, the relic of our entire industry. And you want to name yourself? Come on, Peter.
Mr. Betamax. Mr. VHS Gold. All right, shit. That's enough.
Topics!
All right. Cornerstone On Demand.
Ooh, talk about a relic.
The Santa Monica-based learning and talent management software company needs a little privacy, Chad. Shareholders recently approved a $5.2 billion deal to take the company private. In an all-cash transaction, Clear Lake Capital Group takes ownership of the company through a combination of equity and debt, buying the outstanding shares at $57.50 per share. Adam Miller, founder and co-chairman at Cornerstone, says the move is designed to give the company more flexibility to pursue avenues of growth that might be unpalatable, interesting choice of words, to shareholders that expect growth on a quarterly basis.
Yes.
God forbid shareholders expect growth. Companies in our space have a disastrous history of going private and totally crapping the bed, Chad. Will this deal be different?
Not sure that it will be. First and foremost, Clear Lake has a shit ton of cash. My God. But this does free Cornerstone up to do what they really need to do. And this is one of the things that, you know, stockholders would not have wanted them to do, is implode and rebuild different aspects of their system, because that takes money. Right. And spending money eats into margins, and stockholders like the EBITDA. So Cornerstone really has to do something to be able to flex, because what they were doing in trying to ensure that margins and EBITDA is really, that's their focus. They couldn't focus on what they needed to, especially in this market, which is growth, which is building something, again, getting away from relic, ancient fucking tech, rebuilding, maybe even acquiring things to come back to, you know, a tech that not everybody sees as horse and buggy tech these days. So I think this is good for them.
Okay.
Whether they will shit the bed or not, I think this gives them the freedom to make the moves that they need to. And I think it's smart.
Yeah. Going private rarely goes well. Career Builder has been a nonstop source of content for us since going private. Yeti may be the only really shining star of companies going private and being successful. So the stock price was at $65 a share before the pandemic. It dropped to about $20 and has climbed back since, like I mentioned, the news selling for 57.5. Selling may be a timing thing, looking at the previous peak. A little bit about Cornerstone. They provide end-to-end recruitment services. They have deals with Indeed, CareerBuilder, Bounty Jobs, among others. They have about 6,000 clients and 75 million users. That seems like a lot, in 180 countries. So Clear Lake has their work cut out for them, but I think they got a pretty decent asset in Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. Clear Lake has zero properties in employment. So that makes me a little bit skittish on totally rubber stamping this as a good thing. I'd say time will tell. There's no track record of these guys chopping up companies and selling them, but there's really no history of getting into this business, as you and I both know, tends to be tougher than you expect. So yeah, we'll be watching this to see what the hell Clear Lake does with Cornerstone On Demand.
I have no clue where they're going to go, but they could go in any fucking direction. I just think for them, this is probably their best move.
Yeah. Pursue avenues of growth that might be unpalatable to shareholders. Yeah. Let's see what kind of unpalatable moves they make in the coming months. So
that means spending money, kids.
Yeah. Let's make some acquisitions, Cornerstone. That's what we want to talk
about. Please.
So, and we love also talking about unicorns, baby. That's right. We got
song. It's playing all the time because we have so much goddamn money that's coming into this industry. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, this thing just auto repeats itself in my head mostly. All right. BetterUp announced a $300 million Series E round of venture capital at a new $4.7 billion valuation for its mental health and coaching app. This brings its total raise to $569.8 million. BetterUp became a unicorn in Q1 of 21 after its $125 million Series D round. at a $1.73 billion valuation. They have grown their customer base by 80%, recorded a net revenue retention rate of over 170%, and reached $100 million in annual recurring revenue. That's known as ARR, Chad, as of July of this year.
Hello.
BetterUp also reports to have grown its coaching network to over 3,000 coaches, expanded the number of behavioral scientists by 50%, doubled corporate employee headcount to over 500, and today serves more than 380 enterprise businesses.
Take a breath.
Brad, are you ready to ride this unicorn?
Dude, this is the silver bullet. Companies have finally, employers have finally started to understand that they have to pay attention to the human condition. Remote work and being locked inside takes a toll on employees. Being a parent takes a toll on employees, especially when they had to do it for like 18 months, right?
Oh, hell no.
Inequity in the workplace takes a toll. You know, my fear is that companies are just looking for a silver bullet to solve these hard problems. Now, that's great for BetterUp. And I see blue skies for BetterUp. But this may not be addressing the real issue that employees have. I think there's no question. BetterUp is going to be that silver bullet, whether we like it or not, and whether it works or not. This is going to continue to get cash.
Perhaps Cornerstone On Demand is just making room for a new IPO from BetterUp, which is bound to happen in the next 12 months. Yeah. It's RAD, baby. It's RAD, my favorite acronym. The pandemic has supercharged this industry, coaching, mental well-being. BetterUp is riding that wave perfectly. Stop me if you've heard this one before. The question going forward for me is, can the quality of coaching scale on a global parameter as the number of coaches increases, all working across multiple customers? When you deal with people, that's shit's hard to scale, right? And you have different cultures and different things that come into everything. So do enterprises lean more on sort of in-house or localized help? And I think a lot of them will eventually ask the question of that. And interestingly, our friends in Philly, we love Philly. So they had a little Zoom call last week with our friend Isabel Kent, and they had a startup. startup is called On the Goga. Yeah, On the Goga.
What?
But their business is localized mental well-being, and
like
actually, you know, talking Philly to Philly, Philly folks, which, you know, they like to hear Jean in their language and everything. So do companies eventually look for more localized, you know, culturally in sync businesses, and this becomes more of a cottage thing than one big monolithic business like BetterUp? I'm sure there'll be space for both. And maybe the smaller businesses go for the localized stuff and the big enterprises go with BetterUp. But clearly mental health, coaching, all that stuff is going to be around for a long time. It's not going to go away with the pandemic. So BetterUp, IPO up, baby, because these guys are on a fast track to doing that, as well as Deel. So Deel, that's D-E-E-L, San Francisco-based company. Provides payroll compliance tools and other services to help businesses hire remotely, has raised $425 million in a Series D funding round that gives it a valuation of $5.5 billion.
Damn.
This follows almost exactly 6 months after raising $156 million at a $1.25 billion valuation. The company told TechCrunch, it has seen its global customer base jump from 1,800 to over 4,500 and employee headcount grow from 115 to 400 since April of this year. It was only in September of 2020 that Deel raised $30 million in a Series B. Deel claims to allow businesses to hire in less than 5 minutes, and it gives companies the ability to pay teams in more than 120 currencies with just a click. So, rocket ship alert, Chad. Not sure if Captain Kirk is on board, but are you ready to blast off?
This is definitely a peanuts rocket, let me tell you. So welcome to the remote worker wave. Yeah, Deel hit unicorn status, what, 6 months ago? And much like Personio, which we talked about on Wednesday's European podcast, if you haven't heard it, listen, it's awesome. Deel didn't need the cash. They're like another hot girl at the bar who doesn't have to buy their own drinks. Everybody's looking at those guys. 9X'd its number of customers in 13 months. This is fucking crazy. So this is a hot segment. We've talked about remote.com And it's pulled in close to $200 million. Boundless, which is still in baby startup stage. I think that most HCM companies that are out there, or maybe even just, you know, core talent platforms that are out there right now, should be looking at this, because you want to be able to have this as a part of your tech stack, because it is going to be obviously hot. Remote is hot, but the hard part about it, go figure, is all these goddamn regulations and on these goddamn countries or these goddamn states, right?
Yep.
These guys have figured it out. Yep. And that's the biggest key right now, is to be able to integrate into the remote work segment. If you can't do that, it's going to be hard for you in many industries, unless you're in manufacturing, actually.
Yeah. So, Chad, you and I have a bet, I think, that was made in January about who would get more money, HCM versus talent acquisition.
Yeah.
My side of the bet's not looking great at the moment, but there's still a few more months to go in the year. So, totally rad, dude. Stop me if you've heard this one before. I echo everything that you said. The pandemic has changed shit probably forever. Companies that support this new reality of remote work are going to blow up. Deal is another beneficiary of good timing and a pretty cool product, frankly. Expect an IPO as well at some point, and we'll really see what all these companies are made of. But this trend is not going away, and more money's getting pumped into these businesses. It's fun to talk about.
It really is. We always ask ourselves, you know, did they take too much money? You can't think realistically that they're going to be their own platform. I think right now they're perfect and prime for an HCM who has a shit ton of cash to be able to pull them in and add new, brand new tech to their stack.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know that it's not a lack of money that kills companies. It's too much money that kills companies. So the only thing more fun than talking about these guys getting tons of cash, we'll be talking about them burning out and dying. But in the meantime, let's take a quick break and talk about buy or sell, which I don't think we've played in a few weeks. Excited about that.
Human resources is supposed to be about humans. I mean, it's right there in the name. But when your hiring team is more like an assembly line, glued to their computers, manually posting heaps of jobs everywhere they can think of, that human part feels nowhere to be found. This is a new era. Pando IQ takes the mind-numbing copy-pasting and nerve-wracking guesswork out of the job posting process. When you plan a hiring campaign with Pando IQ, you tell us who you need. Then, before you ever spend a cent, we predict what it will cost to find them. Pando IQ chooses the ideal recruiting sites from thousands of options, targeting the ones your next great hire frequently visits, then fires off your ads at precisely calculated times, surfacing the most relevant applicants for you to pick from. Now you're free to get to know the best talent, build great teams, and take care of your humans. Pando IQ will do the rest, so you can get back to doing what the computers can't.
For more information on Pando IQ, go to pandologic.com. That's pandologic.com.
So, Chad, before we get to buy or sell, we got another investment, another exciting company, Wonolo. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Wonolo.
Yes.
Blue collar gig platform Wonolo announced a $138 million funding round, bringing total funding to more than $200 million. More than 1 million workers, known as Wonolers, have used the mobile platform to connect with jobs since the company was founded in 2014. Wonolo's clients include firms such as Uniqlo, Aramark, Peloton, and Driveline Retail. Are you pretty excited about blue-collar gig platforms, Chad?
Welcome to the labor shortage wave, baby. So remember, market timing is probably the most important anchor or booster to any organization, especially startups. So Wonolo has been around since 2014, and laborers have always been in high demand, just not this high of demand. So Wonolo, kind of like the Uber of temp and part-time workers, I think they're hitting this obviously at the right time. They were seeing growth before. I think the hardest part to their business model is they're in 27 cities now, right? What do they do with this money? You know, and they have a million individuals in their system, a million users in their system. They have to look at mega growth now. into different cities and obviously growing that base of a million, at least 5X.
So this is one of the more interesting trends of the past few years, in my opinion. So Wonolo on this, but they have competitors like SnapShift. Actually here local, we talked about Paired, which is sort of strategic to the restaurant industry. InstaWork was just funded to the tune of $60 million recently. And this is somewhere between, I guess, full-time employment and driving an Uber. I think it makes a lot of sense for both employers and workers. People in the pandemic have set, you know, sort of step back and think, what do I want in my life? And more people are saying flexibility, more control. And these platforms allow workers to do that. And I think it allows employers to do that as well. I think if I were running a facility like a restaurant and we were short staffed or I didn't have enough people, it'd be really nice to just go to this platform and put out this opportunity. It's market driven. I pay sort of based on demand and how busy my restaurant is in this case. It's just one of those things that just makes sense. It's just a question of do they hit critical mass? Do they get to a point where both restaurants or businesses and workers sort of all get on this plane mm-hmm. and figure out this is a way that jobs are obtained as opposed to heading out to Craigslist. So to me, I think this makes too much sense not to be the new norm at some point for a lot of workers and a lot of companies who need flexibility in their shifts and getting people on board. So Wonolo, good for you guys. I think this is a trend that's only going to get hotter. It's interesting you mentioned timing, and we talked about Snagajob, I think, last week.
Right.
And Snag was early with one of their platforms that they tried to sort of launch and get out there. Timing for them was probably bad. And these other guys sort of have stuck with it and are reaping the benefits. So there is something to be said for patience and diligence.
Yeah. Discipline as well.
Indeed. And speaking of all of those things, let's play some buy or sell, Chad, shall we?
Yes.
All right. You know how we play, guys. We're going to talk about three companies. We'll give you a little bit on each one, and then Chad or I will either buy or sell that company. So first up is Continuum. New York City-based hiring marketplace Continuum has raised $2.9 million in seed funding. Officially launched just this month, Chad, the company has been quietly developing a tool that matches venture-backed companies with executives who have been there, done that, but don't want to be tied down again to a full-time position. Continuum's model does the outbound work for companies and presents a list of executives within 48 hours of people who are available to start work that day, working 15 to 20 hours per week. Executives create a profile and set their availability and rate and can accept or reject an opportunity. Continuum charges a 15% fee on top of that. Chad, buy or sell Continuum?
So this is a version of what the Ladders should have become. Well, that's if the Ladders actually had leadership that was worth a shit. These guys, I believe, are starting to baby step into the executive recruiting space, right? And you can do that in a model like this and then start to grow. I like this. I like the idea. I do know that there are many individuals that are in executive positions who do nothing but take interim executive positions, or they just work as advisors. This would be a great network to be able to start the growth of a community, and that could grow into something much larger, again, which a Ladders should have become years ago. So for me, this is a buy.
All right. Well, speaking of Ladders, Chad, let's check in on their R&D department real quick, shall we? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This smells like it always is. All right. Well, hello, Boomer. I love this idea. So I have a fraternity brother who frankly got rich placing this kind of contract executive at car companies after the 2008 crash. So I know this idea can work. Aging execs want to stay busy, and there are more aging execs now than there ever have been, and there will be more in the future. It's a pretty big generation. But they don't want the headaches of the full-time job, the whole gig thing. They want to like have flexibility, you know, live in Portugal for a while or whatever. And this platform, I think, allows them to do that. And for startups, being able to access some gray hair at an affordable rate and without a big commitment, I think this thing is definitely they're going to have to screw this up pretty badly to make it not work. And I think it's probably going to be a pretty interesting acquisition target for some company, not named the Ladders, to add to their portfolio. You could certainly see LinkedIn doing something like this at some point, but that may be 5 years down the road, and Continuum will have gotten too big for them at that point. So for me, Continuum is a buy. Let's go to interviewing.io. San Fran-based interviewing.io, a solution that came out of beta just in June, has raised $10 million in Series A, with total funding at around $13 million. With interviewing.io, software engineers can book mock interviews with a roster of hiring managers from companies like Facebook, Apple, and Google. Top performers, regardless of their background, get fast-tracked for interviews at member tech companies. The twist: those interviews are anonymous. Only once candidates pass the technical interview does the company get access to information about the candidate. The company says this approach saves companies 220 hours of recruiter and hiring manager time per hire. Chad, are you ready to take this interview?
So I looked into the actual background of the individuals who are the founders, and they do have industry background. That's a check mark. That's awesome. They've got really deep industry background. So that's awesome. Next question is, will it help companies hire faster? There's no question. Yes. Where they fail is the scalability, because there are actual human beings that are going through hours of interviews to be able to ensure that these individuals that they're pushing forward to hire, that they're ready, right? They're ready, and they're pushing out the right people. So I think the model is really incredibly cool, but until they automate, I'm going to sell.
Chad is going to sell interviewing.io. Well, if we had a hold rating, that might be what I'd opt for. But since this is buy or sell, I'll nibble on this company a bit. I like the anonymity. I like the tech recruiting angle. I like the pre-interviewing. However, like you, what I'm skeptical of is just how much competition there is in this space. We talk a lot about HackerRank and the others. I'm a little concerned about scaling. Since they're using actual engineers from brand name companies, where do these guys and gals find the time? I also feel like only the most desperate engineers are going to sign up and go through this mock interview anonymous process. So for me, it's a buy, but it's a real tentative buy. And next up, Chad, we love us some Australia. And we love it when companies come to America. So let's talk about Rejig, Sydney-based Rejig. That's R-E-E-J-I-G. That'll be fun for salespeople. Mm-hmm. Has raised $4.5 million in a Series A to expand its workforce intelligence services beyond Australia and New Zealand. Founded in 2019, Rejig helps companies and businesses hire, retain, and reskill workers. The AI-based talent acquisition software integrated with an organizational HR system considers, quote, everyone from current employees, grads and interns, to public profiles and past applicants, end quote, for job openings. Notably, the latest funding will allow the business to expand to new markets, including the U.S. Last year, Rejig raised $1.6 million in U.S. dollars, that's seed funding. So, Chad, are you ready for a little down under to make its way to America?
Their eyes are bigger than their stomach, unfortunately. Building a core talent platform from the ground up in 3 years is an amazing accomplishment. But as Daniel Masada said on Wednesday's European show, they need to buckle up before trying to invade the U.S. You can't just jump into the U.S. because it's a single language country with tons of cash. The U.S. also has the fiercest competition in the world. So I really like what Rejig is doing, but $6 million will not get them very far at all, especially against brands that they intend on competing against, right? So I believe this overall is a great idea, but it's going to be a strategic fail because their eyes are bigger than their stomach.
That's a sell from Chad, and God damn it, I hate it when we agree. All right, worker retention is hot. We recently chatted with WorkDrive, that's Work with a Q, who provides worker retention solutions. No spoiler alerts in that statement. And there's a ton of competition. Gloat has raised $102 million, Ant Hill around $4 million, Fuel 50, $36 million. So I like the space. Question is, do I think this company can be Crocodile Dundee and conquer America? Well, to that I say, hold the bloomin' onion and put down the Fosters. Conquering America is no cakewalk, like Chad said, and these cats are bringing a boomerang to a gunfight. Stay where you are, mates. Rejig for me is a sell.
Oh, hell no.
That's not a knife.
That's a knife. All right, let's take a quick break, and geez, what a great segue. Go from boomerangs to robot gun-toting dogs. Stay put.
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
All right, Chad, it was just a matter of time.
Yes.
Everyone loves dogs, right?
Yeah.
So robot dogs are all the rage. They're small, nimble, and able to conquer environments that wheeled machines just can't handle. So, of course, it was only a matter of time until someone put a gun on one. The Verge reports US-based, Ghost Robotics has developed a robot dog and put a custom gun by small arms specialist Sword International on it. Jesus, Ghost Robotics and Sword International. Uh-huh. What could go wrong? Yeah. Dubbed the Spur, or Special Purpose Unmanned Rifle. It's not clear whether or not Sword International or Ghost Robotics are currently selling this combination of gun and robot, but if they're not, it seems they will be soon. As the marketing copy on Sword's website boasts, quote, "The Sword Defense System Spur is the future of unmanned weapon systems, and that future is now," end quote. Boston Dynamics, who we've talked about quite a bit, best known for manufacturing a four-legged robot called Spot, has a strict policy against weaponizing its machines. Other manufacturers obviously aren't so picky. Chad, you served. What do you think about arming man's best friend?
As you had said, it was only a matter of time, and it'll all be framed as, quote unquote, "This will lessen the need to send Americans onto the battlefield." And I get that, but it also means, since there is less of a human toll that will be paid, it'll be much easier to start and wage wars. They'll just say, send in the fucking dog. So this robo dog only currently has small arms capabilities. You wait till they start arming it with fucking rockets. This, to me, is going way beyond where we should as humankind in allowing something like this to happen.
Yeah, and the dogs will eventually become elephants with guns and eagles and shit. I'm going to keep this quick. There's a line in Terminator 2. We talked about 80s movies earlier.
Yeah.
And I assume most of our listeners have seen T2, but John Connor says to Arnold Schwarzenegger, quote, "We're not going to make it, are we? Humans, I mean," end quote. And Arnold Schwarzenegger says, quote, "It's in your nature to destroy yourselves," end quote. I'm hopeful that I won't see the end of days in my lifetime. That's about the best I can say for this story. Who's ready for a beer after that one?
Yep.
I know I sure as hell am.
Go watch Black Mirror, kids.
Black Mirror and Murders in the Building is a good one, too.
Yeah.
Everybody, have a good weekend, good week. We love you. Chad and Cheese, we out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad, the Cheese, brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses, and not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.